Harper Audio presents Secrets of a Proper Lady by Victoria Alexander. Performed by Charlotte Parry. Copyright 2007 by Cheryl Griffin. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. London, June 1854. "Cursed," Daniel Sinclair said under his breath. "I have always considered myself a practical and rational sort, but..." He shook his head. "We're cursed. It's the only explanation."
"Nonsense." Oliver Layton, the Earl of Norcroft, laughed.
"We don't believe in such things."
"Still, your own Shakespeare said it."
Sinclair thought for a moment.
"There are more things in heaven and earth than..."
"How does that go?"
"There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy," Oliver said with a shrug. "I thought we had agreed that this is nothing more than coincidence."
"Yes, of course," Sinclair scoffed.
"It's no more than coincidence that four men, none of whom are remotely interested in marriage, actively opposed to it, I'd say," Oliver murmured, "form a tontine with nothing more than a handful of coins and a bottle of cognac at stake, and before you know it, two of them are gone."
Oliver chuckled. "They're not dead, Sinclair. Simply married." "Some might say it's much the same thing," Sinclair muttered darkly. Oliver grinned at his American friend. "I had no idea your view of marriage was quite so pessimistic."
"Under other circumstances, it's not." Sinclair settled back in his chair and considered the matter. "When we first gathered here at this club of yours, there were four of us. We each contributed..."